This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
But Robbie is going to the Kylie concert tonight. Mm. And Robbie doesn't really know Kylie. Oh.
Look, I know. I've heard of her.
Do you?
How did you get your card and Danny, welcome pack?
Who she is, she's Danny Minogue's sister that does fringe festival shows all around the country.
I'll put the needle on it. I'm well.
So I thought we'd do a little bit of a challenge and see how much Robbie knows. I've got a bit of a Kylie song. And are you a Kylie fan, David?
I have taken Kylie in, you know, in various...
Okay, this is great. So you could go either way with both of you. I'm going to play a Kylie song and you have to tell me the next line in the song. I just feel like let's do a little bit of a challenge to see how it goes. Just to get Robbie and our listeners into the mood for the Kylie concert tonight. So let's see if you guys can name the next line.
No one wants to stay at home. Nobody wants to be alone.
What's the next line?
Country Kylie. I don't know.
I'll be at your door.
Oh, my God. Robbie actually got one.
Yay.
Osmosis works.
I mean, really. All right. I'm going to give you both another try.
I did tell you that was the only song.
That was the only song
you
used, so that's why I started on that one. Let's give this one a try.
It's really a Kylie song, isn't it?
What do you mean? It's a locomotion.
Foreigner. It's a Kylie song. Oh,
20 years later. Everybody's doing a brand.
Karaoke is mad.
Yeah, let's do karaoke. Screw this.
It's easier than learning my ABCs.
I mean, nearly one. That's enough. We'll give it to you. The my was not correct. But that's fine. Like, good job, Robbie. Okay, so that's two songs you know and you didn't realise.
See, I've been gayer for longer than you have, but you're way more gay than me. So, well done.
You're not the first person to tell me that.
It's the overalls. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Were you enjoying our little Can Robbie Guess the Kylie Song moment there?
I enjoyed it a lot because
you
I got
did very
right.
Well. You got two right. Well, don't worry. I've got a hard one for you coming up. But enough about that. We'll come back to Robbie's Kylie dyslexia later on. Kylie Lexia. I'm going to call it that. Now, I have a more important question for you, Donatella wife.
Go.
Do you like Kylie Minogue?
I was brought up on a diet of pure Kylie Minogue.
Okay, so you're in all about it. You're in a good place for our competition that's happening today. We're giving away a double pass to see for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Sarah Keyworth, who's hitting Australian shores this year. She's a Nottingham native and bringing her critically acclaimed debut show, Dark Horse, to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we're giving away a double pass today. But the way that we're doing it, we're warming our listeners up by playing sections of Kylie songs. Because, of course, Kylie's performing tonight here in Melbourne. And Robbie's going to the concert. But Robbie doesn't really know Kylie that much.
She'll be the short one on the stage.
The one you won't be able to see because you'll be looking, you know, it's too small. And previously we had a couple of Kylie numbers played on air and Robbie had to guess the title of the song. We had Locomotion, which went very well, and we've just gotten a message in from Brad saying, because Robbie had one word wrong, but Brad has said technically the Locomotion, Robbie could have said whatever he liked and been correct because Kylie covered someone else and got the lyrics wrong based on the original. So I can guess.
You were basically channeling Kylie, weren't you? Yeah. You are ready for this concert.
I think Brad sounds a little bitter about this cover.
I can guess that Brad's going to be at the concert tonight. And this entire challenge and competition and the way that we're doing it today is to support Robbie's Kylielexia, which is his Kylie dyslexia, which Simon has messaged in saying it sounds like a fruity white wine, like a fruity lexia, which is very true. So I want to... Now, if you're a Kylie native, Paul, then you're going to know this already. But let's see if Robbie can guess the next song. And if he can't, we're going to throw it to you.
Okay.
I don't even know this song. This will be good. Oh, yes.
You got it now?
Oh, Nothing. Nah, I got nothing for that one.
What about you?
Oh, love me, love me.
Oh, well, that's pretty close. Can you feel in me? I think is what it is. Oh, so close. Let's give you another one. Let's see how you both go with this.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. This takes me back.
Knew you'd be here tonight. So I put my best dress on, boy, I was so right.
It's electric?
Oh, that's close.
Wow.
It's so electric?
I think it's so electric or so connect, something like that. But that, I think that's good. That's okay. Good. Good job.
I don't know what the rest of that line is. But
yeah, that was well. All right, I'm going to do one more for the two of you.
Da 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 da. I don't know what the words are, but that's
the melody. Lyrics, it's "Get Me Under the Shade."
Oh my gosh, I am a failure of a
Okay,
Kylie
you're all all right. So Robbie, I don't know what's going on today, but Robbie seems to be doing better than everyone else. And
I'm calling that three.
You've
out
done
of
your
five.
Homework.
It's terrifying me. But this one we're putting out to you, all of the listeners. So this is the competition that we're doing today. We're giving away a double pass to see Sarah Keyworth, who's hitting Australian shores for the 2019 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. A Nottingham native, Sarah brings you her critically acclaimed debut show, Dark Horse. Seeing her ponder her gender identity or their gender identity, sexuality and self-exploration in their very own thought-provoking comedy hour. It's going to be a hilarious display of comedy that's and the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is bringing comedians from all around the globe. So you can get tickets now at Melbourne International Comedy Festival, comedyfestival.com.au. We've got this double pass to give away thanks to Comedy Festival. Now, the rules of the competition is you can't be a joint member and you can't have won anything in the last 7 days. And you need to tell us the next line of this Kylie song. Let's see if Robbie knows it. Do you know it, Robbie?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Do you know it, Paul? Don't say it, though.
No, I don't think
I
do.
Oh, my God.
Even too early days for me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's especially for you. Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue, I'm shocked by you both. I knew it off by heart. But listeners, tell us what was the next line of that song? You can hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honour@joy.org.au and go in the draw to win a double pass to see Sarah Keyworth at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We'll be playing that again after the news headlines at 5:30. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy94.9. And don't forget to check our social media for all the details of Queens of the Pool, where you can go and see this fantastic fundraiser for IGLA 2020. You're
thanks,
on Mad Wednesdays.
Boys.
On Joy, thanks for joining us, Paul. We look forward to having you back. My next question is, are you a Kylie fan?
Of course.
Okay. So without giving it away, do you know the next line of this song?
Oh, no, you're putting me on the spot.
Completely on the spot. Do you know the next line?
Oh, no, I'm terrible.
Oh, my God. I can't believe people don't know the next line. Because what we are doing today for our competition, we're giving away a double pass to go and see Sarah Keyworth, who's performing their Melbourne International Comedy Show. They're from Nottingham, and they're performing their debut show, Dark Horse, here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, where they ponder their gender identity, sexuality, and self-exploration in a thought-provoking comedy hour. So we're giving away a double pass to go and see that on Thursday, the 28th of May. And the way we're doing it is just of March. Sorry, I should get that right. Of March. What is going on with my brain? But the way we're doing it is to ask listeners to guess the next line in that song. But everyone seems stumped by it. Should I make it an easier song?
No, look, can I...
Robbie's thrown it down.
Can I hazard a guess? Is it something about heart?
Hang on, I need to hear it again.
Oh, hang on. You don't even know the next line.
I know it. I didn't have it written down. So what's the next line of this song?
This might help people along, but I think it's something to do with your heart.
Oh, no. I'll sing it with you. Especially for you.
Give it a Kylie.
Everyone will be doing it to know what I was going through.
You sound exactly like her.
It's amazing. It's amazing. All the time we were apart, it's not heart.
Oh, it's not heart.
It's using another part of your body in the next phrase.
Your arms.
It's not your arms. It's not your heart. Maybe a little higher up. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay. So, what's the next line in that song? Let us know. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honoratjoy.org.au and you can win a double pass to see Sarah Keyworth's debut show, Dark Horse, where they ponder their gender identity, sexuality and self-exploration in a thought-provoking comedy hour in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We've got a double pass to give away thanks to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Get into it, guys, because I often head to the Melbourne Comedy Festival and just go and see a random show, see someone that I've never heard of, and look, it's always a winner.
It's absolutely a great way to go. So all we're asking you is, what's the next line in that song? All the time we were apart... What is next? All the time we were apart. Next line, what was it? Hit us up on 0427JOY949. On air at joy.org.au. You know what my concern is? I feel like all the Kylie fans are
busy
at the concert already.
Well, the gate's open in 6 minutes.
So they're not hearing it, so that's probably where they are. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Rad, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
We appreciate having the reigning Mr. Gay Pride Australia joining us. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and apparently no one knows Kylie. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we are having a raucous time here in the studio.
A good old giggle in the studio.
You've got Robbie and Dean.
Can I give you a good old giggle, Dean? We've been talking about. I am heading to Kylie Minogue.
Who is
she? From here. Very excited.
Oh, Danny's sister that does Friends Festival shows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The, you know, the one that's the sister who does the put needle on it. Anyway, she has a couple of songs too. Apparently, very excited. We booked tickets and we booked these early entry tickets, right? Because it's Sydney Miami Music Bowl. You want to get in there early. You want to get up the front as close as you can so that the gates don't technically open till 6:30, but my partner, I said my partner and my friend Ho, he's going to go and they're going to get a spot for me. They went in at 6 to get
a spot.
I just got a message from them saying, we didn't buy early entry tickets. We just tried to get in. So they're still waiting at the gate. And I've missed nothing at all.
Oh, they're already trapped.
And now I'm sitting right at the back somewhere.
Well, you'll be right at the back with everyone else, babe. It's going to be chockers, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So big shout out to all of our listeners who are going to the Kylie concert. Congratulations. Last but not least, because we're running out of time, you're a massive Kylie fan, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Now, we've had our competition today asking people to complete the line of a classic Kylie song. And let's just see if you can guess the songs really quickly. Okay. Just the title. What's the title of this song?
Oh, Dancing?
Is correct. What about this one?
Locomotion.
Is correct. Have we stumped her?
Yeah, this one's
Yeah, we have. It's I'm the One. What about this one?
Oh, now I'm all nervous and I can't think.
Slow. And last but not least.
God.
See, wow.
It's the new stuff. I can't do the new stuff.
But it's not that new, actually. But the competition was, you've got to get your hand in your Kylie Minogue fan card, Missy. The last one was, complete this song. Complete the lyric. Do you know it? Of course you do. This is your favourite, isn't it?
I'm having a moment.
This was our competition today. Let's see if Beck can complete it.
Thought of you.
It was I thought of you. That
you
was what
we in my heart. My love never changed.
No,
I still feel the same.
I love you.
Impromptu live lounge.
Here all night.
Very exciting. Beck didn't get it right. Beck did get it right.
Thank you, Robbie.
I don't know. I started on the did. Unfortunately, she can't be the winner, but in very exciting news, Nathan from Heidelberg is our winner.
I'm on delay today. I was like, congratulations, Nathan. You have won our double pass to go and see the comedian. We handed him the sheet. Sorry, so we can't remember the comedian's name. I'm so sorry. They're a comedian in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival doing a great show about their gender identity and their exploration into find who they really are. And I'm really sorry that I feel bad.
I could give Nathan a personal concert if you would like, or Kylie Minogue.
I'm all for that.
That's another option
Absolutely.
Available.
Or just stay tuned, because after this, we've got to go now. Robbie and Gina are off, and then it's the hits with Liam. Hi, Liam.
Oh, hi.
And then we've got Chicks Talking Footy, and Becky's going to be on that too, aren't you? She's not the only chick, there's more. And remember to tune into them at 3 p.m. on Sunday for the live commentary broadcast of the AFL Women's Pride Game.
We will see you next week.
That we will.
Fun hump day celebration.
With a few less guests, so there's more of us. I'm Robbie.
I'm T.
And you're on Mad Wednesday. I thought you'd go with it, but that obviously flew you.
I got very confused.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.